Some of you, not me, but some of you are getting a little more forgetful with names. Sometimes you, not me, forget the names of different things. But I ask the question, who has the right to make the names of stuff? Why aren't the names that I think of better than the ones that other people think? Let's have an explore of this, okay? So now I want to ask you a question. What is the name of something? It comes out of a cow and you put it on Cocoa Pops. Well, wouldn't it be cereal water? Wouldn't that be a better name? No? Okay. What about, you know, when it's really, really cold and your hands are cold and you put something on your hands to keep them warm? What would you call them? Finger pants. Wouldn't that be a good name? Okay. You get a pig, you cut it up, you get pork, and there's a part around here that you get, and they're so, so yummy. Barbecue sauce. Porksicles, right? Oh, come on. Okay, cold stuff. You get cold stuff and you put it into a glass, put Coke to make the Coke cold. Hard water. Or water with edges. Or water with corners. There you go. I got that wrong. Whoever did that PowerPoint. What about when you've got a cold and you pick up a piece of paper and you... sneeze paper. Wouldn't that be obvious? And when you get your tools and you want to make your tools work and they have to plug into the electrical socket and you get this thing that goes... an electric hose. That makes sense, doesn't it? We have names for things, and those names have meanings. Our names have meanings. Your name has meaning. And as we go through life, we call each other by names that someone's given us, and they have meanings and they connect. Now, if you were to choose any name for yourself, what would it be? Because we understand who we are, we know who we are, and sometimes the meaning of our name is really indicative of us, and sometimes it's different. My name and my middle name means beloved man of God, and I own that. That's great. My mum had no idea that's what I was going to be, but I'll own it. Our names have meaning. Now, if I was to name myself, then what if Jesus named himself? What if God named himself? If God named himself, wouldn't he create a name that describes who he is? Well, thankfully, he did. In Exodus 3, in verse 13, Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask, 'What is his name?' Then what should I tell you?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." I am who I am, or Yahweh. God called himself Yahweh. He said, "I am who I am." Why is that? Because no words can describe who he is. God is before time. God is before, before, before. God is the creator and the sustainer of life. God is the beginning. God is the end. God is through all. God created everything, sustains it. God is the answer to every question. God is the provider of all our needs. That's a really long sentence. So God said, "I am who I am, Yahweh." He said, "That is my name." In Exodus 6, God expands on this and he says, God, or Elohim, said to Moses, "I am the Lord, Yahweh. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob as God Almighty, El Shaddai. But my name, the Lord, Yahweh, I did not make myself fully known to them." There's different words to describe different aspects of who God is. And trying to understand God is not a word, it's not a sentence, it's not a paragraph, it's a lifetime. We can't get a hold of who God is easily or quickly. And when God tries to describe himself, it's not easy to communicate. It's not even hard. It's impossible to communicate. So God tells the Israelites, or tells Moses to tell the Israelites, his name is I Am Who I Am, Yahweh. The name Yahweh is Hebrew. It has no vowels in it. It's just YHWH in English. Because in Hebrew, I don't know if you've ever read Hebrew, it's not easy, and, well, it doesn't make any sense because I'm not Jewish. It's a really hard language, and it has no vowels, and so the way that we understand it is Yahweh. So the Y-A-H-W-E-H, we put vowels in there to try and say it. From what I understand, the real way is Yahweh. It's like a breath. But then that's really hard to say as well. So Yahweh is the name of God. But then there's other names of God which help us to describe. And as we went through that passage, it told us some of the different names, Elohim and Yahweh and El Shaddai. And there's so many other names of God that are describing who God is, elements of God. In the New Testament, the name Theos is God. It's the generic word for Theos. Kurios means Lord or Master in Greek, and Pater is Father in Greek. So there's Greek names that describe God as well. In the Old Testament, there's El, Elohim, and Adonai. Adonai, and they're names of God. But God names himself, I Am Who I Am. And that name became a sacred name. That name became a name that was not to be used. So the Jewish people will never speak that name. But the name Jehovah is not one of the names that God called himself. Jehovah is a Latin version, Latin interpretation of the Hebrew word that it's not really the name of God, but many people use that. So Yahweh is who God named himself to be. I am who I am. So if God called himself that, then what did Jesus call himself? Many people would say that Jesus didn't actually say he was God. Well, I kind of disagree with that a bit. I think Jesus made it very, very plain that he saw himself as being God. In John, the Gospel of John, it talks about the name, or Jesus says, I am, seven times. And in the I am, he is actually stating who he is. In John 8:58, very truly I tell you, Jesus says, before Abraham was born, I am. Now, when he said that to the religious leaders, I want to just unpack a little bit of what that means. The religious leaders are saying, who are you, who are you, who are you? They're picturing this Jesus as some kind of miracle worker, this rabbi, this guy who's collecting people, this guy from Galilee, Nazareth, this guy who's got no credibility, but people are following. He's a threat. He's coming in and undermining their religious authority. So they're sort of saying, well, who are you? And he says, before Abraham was born, I am. Well, firstly, before Abraham was born, Abraham is the father of Israel. So what they're saying, what Jesus is saying is before Abraham, so before Israel, before the Jewish people, before the religion, before God called you as the people of God, I am. The I am relates back to the name of Yahweh, who's the name of God. So Jesus is stating in this place to the religious leaders, before you existed, before your culture, before your religion, before everything to do with you, I'm God. How did the Jews take that? Because if they thought that Jesus was claiming to be God, what would their response be? Well, verse 59, they picked up stones to stone him. They got it. They understood what Jesus was saying. Jesus didn't speak in riddles that weren't understood. He spoke very plainly to the Jewish people of saying, I am God. But Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. How cool. Jesus never said that he was God. Well, maybe he did. At the beginning of his ministry, as he was walking amongst the people, he claimed to be before Abraham, before the religion, before everything they understood to be true, their heritage. And he claimed to be God. So Jesus claimed to be God. God claimed or called himself I am, because he can't be described. So therefore, Jesus is the I am. Jesus is before time. Jesus is. And then as we go through John and we have the I am statements, there's elements that Jesus is bringing out who he is, trying to describe more of who he is so that people can understand. And over the next few weeks, I want to lead up to Christmas by exploring who did Jesus say he was. Because we can sit down and say, oh, I think Jesus is this and this, and that's good and that's valuable and powerful. But I want to just look and say, well, who did Jesus say that he was as we come up towards Christmas? And the first element I want to look at is Jesus said that I am light. Now, I want to run a video. And so if Sarah can just flick that video up, if we can just watch this, which broadens what the picture of light is. Sarah. Now that's just an ad for Philips. Philips being a company that makes lights and TVs and stuff. But it started to look at saying, well, what is light? Because you ever thought about what light is? Have you ever picked up and held light? It's a trick question. Because you can't pick up and hold light, can you? Light's weird because it's not a thing, but we experience it every moment of every day. Light is complex, and I've got a series of topics that help us to look at what light is. And the first thing is light has a source. Now, light doesn't exist, but it comes from somewhere. It comes from the sun. It comes from a torch. It comes from the battery. It comes from a fire. Light has a source. It comes from somewhere. Light is food. You ever tried eating light? Trees love it. Green things love it because light comes and does photosynthesis. And I know there's farmers in the place, and let's just pretend I get this. Sun comes down, the leaf is open, and magic happens. That's how it works, isn't it? But light is food. It's the food that grows crops. It's the food that grows plants. The whole photosynthesis thing's happening inside because of light. Light creates vision and visibility. Because of light, we can see things. We can only see things because there is light. Light around us enables us to be able to see things. For an example of this, have you ever played Pictionary? Have you ever played Pictionary with the lights off? It's a bit harder. But having the lights on, having light, means that we can interact, we can see things. But light also uncovers dark areas. Gone into a cupboard and you're trying to look for your socks and you can't find them, what do? You turn the light on. Light uncovers the hidden things. Light also has colour segmentation. Segregation. love a rainbow. Is the light any different for a rainbow than anything else? No, it's still coming from the sun, but as it hits the water molecules, the colours are separated and it becomes a rainbow and it becomes a thing of beauty. The segregation of colour, the colours come from how we see and interpret light. Different things soak in light and reflect light, and we see what's reflected of this light. Moving on, light creates health and body clock maintenance. Vitamin D is essential. Vitamin D does all sorts of good things for us. Our skin absorbs vitamin D. It prevents bone loss, reduces the risk of heart disease, weight gain, and different cancers. It's an important vitamin for all of us. It comes from light. Light wards off seasonal depression. There's a depression that comes from autumn. Don't we know that? Oh, okay, it's just me. But when the light gets less, when it becomes darker, when the days are shorter, there's so many people around the world that move into almost a depression. It's claimed that about 8% of people suffer from depression through the lack of light through our seasons. And light improves sleep. What they say is that the more light we have, the natural light, it actually enables us to sleep better. They did a survey of office workers, and with these office workers, the ones that actually got more natural light slept better in their survey. Light creates this circadian rhythm, our body clock, the times that we go to sleep, the times that we go to awake. We become connected to light. We become connected to the day. Light also creates sterilization. UV light sterilizes water. It creates purity. It gets out of the impurities. Light also is power. In different ways, it creates power. It creates energy. Electricity through solar, hot water. We create energy. We create electricity from light. But light also is power. Okay, reflection time. What do you do with magnifying glasses? Thank you. You get the sun, you get a magnifying glass, and you focus that light down and you light fires or burn ants. We have things called lasers, which is a really fancy way of doing that. But we have lasers. Lasers cut metal. Lasers weld metal. And laser can fix our eyes. Light, when it's light, can do amazing things. Light creates power. Light is power. And light is hope. Because for us, light is time. Our day and our night, it separates our day. Our day is our time. And our time is hope. Because each and every day is a new day. We start over. Every morning is fresh and new because it's a new day, because the light has come. And Jesus said, He is the light. I want to read from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. At night, some of you, not me, need to go to the bathroom. The Anglican Church is starting. but at night time, it's dark. Now, sometimes some of you, not me, need to go to the bathroom. And some of you, not me, choose not to turn the light on because it'll disturb people. And some of you, not me, may walk through the dark and trip over a pair of shoes, which not me, but someone else who shares the room, had left there when they went to bed. As I get up off the floor, I realize how important light is. Light reveals, light shows, light opens up who we are. We need light, because without light, we're in darkness. If Jesus calls himself into light, he's referring that the world is in darkness. that if he is the light, he reveals, he opens up, he shows what's hidden. As Jesus comes into the world, he reveals what's here. And the world that we live in don't have that light. And they're living in darkness. They're walking through the bedroom in the middle of the night, hoping they don't trip over shoes and socks and whatever else is on the floor. But you know what? Until you trip over the shoes, you don't even know there's a problem. Because last night I walked straight through. The night before I walked straight through. Everything was okay until the light reveals what's in the way. The people of our world live in this darkness. Jesus is not opening. Knowing Jesus reveals what is hidden in the darkness. And we walk in the light of Christ, but the people in our community are still walking in darkness. They think they're okay. They think everything is fine. But they're tripping over what's not even known to them. How do they find the light? How do they find the truth of what's around them? John 12, verse 35, and Jesus told them, "You're going to have light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they are going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become the children of light." When he had finished speaking, Jesus hid himself, left, and hid himself from them. Jesus called himself the light because his light, who he is, what he reveals to us, shows us the world that we live in. It shows us what's around us. What I'd like to do is go back to what I looked at in the light and see how that affects and connects with Jesus. The first thing is that Jesus, it comes from a source. Jesus came from the Father. In John 8, I'm reading verse 12, 17 to 19 and then 42. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd and said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." Verse 17, "In your own law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am the one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." And then they asked, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." In verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me." Jesus, the light, came from a source. He came from the Father. Jesus is not a man that just walked on earth. Jesus was the Son of God, sent by God for a purpose, and the purpose to die for our sins, to teach us the way to live, to walk in a resurrection, and to lead us into the afterlife. Jesus came for a purpose because he was sent from the Father. He had a source. Jesus is also our food. Jesus feeds us. He teaches us. He disciplines us. He guides us. He walks with us. Jesus enables us to have spiritual food, to be able to walk onto the future, to be able to become more like the Father, to become more like God wants us to be. He nourishes us. He is the energy within us. Jesus is also the vision and the visibility. Jesus provides light to our world. He helps us to be able to see what's around us, to understand what's around us. He reveals the world and he reveals who we are. I love to be in nature. And one element of nature is you can look around and say, "Oh, there's trees and there's birds. That's nice." But if you sat there and just really tried to see what God is and what he's saying in and through this, to be able to see what's beyond the easy to see, to look into the depth and the details of nature around us. John 8 says, once more Jesus addressed the crowd and he said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but have the light of life." Jesus opens up the world to us so that we can see what God wants of us, to see what our future is. In that, he reveals the truth. He reveals what's hidden for us to be understood, to understand. He illuminates the darkness and helps us to see what's truly around us. And as light segregates color, Jesus also segregates color. He opens our eyes to the beauty of nature, to the beauty of people, to the beauty of relationships, the beauty of forgiveness and wholeness. Jesus gives us a depth of life that we wouldn't have in black and white. He understands and reveals what's around us and what's in store for us. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that they may be seen plainly, for what they have done has been in the sight of God. Jesus reveals and opens our eyes and reveals what's inside. Light brings health and body clock. Jesus brings us health. Jesus brings us life. But Jesus brings about a stability and a rhythm to us. As we set up a rhythm to connect with God, God creates that rhythm in us as well. Light sterilizes. Don't we know that Jesus sterilizes? Jesus works in us to bring out our sin, to bring out our imperfections, to be able to build health and life and purity in us. Jesus works in us so that we can become more and more like him. Light is power, and God is the source of all power. In John 9, neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work, and while I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is all power. God is all power. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. God is power, and God has given Jesus all power and all authority. And light is hope. We have hope because of Jesus. Every day is a new day because of Jesus. Every day we wake up and the sun rises, we start afresh, we start anew. When we confess our sins, God brings us healing and wholeness and starts anew. God is a God of restoration and wholeness and hope, and we walk in that. So, God is God. God is the I am. God is before all things. Jesus is light. Jesus is God. So what does that mean for us? Well, we are the reflection of the light of God. We reflect who God is. We reflect who Jesus is into the darkness. 2 Corinthians 3:19. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed in his glorious image. We are the light of God to the community around us. We are the light of God to each other. As Jesus is light, we are light. We are reflections of light. There's a story that came out of New York City years ago. And there's this kid on the side of the road with a broken mirror, and he's shining the light. You know how, if you're not killing ants, Peter, you're reflecting light up into wherever, you know, not into the eyes of your friends or your mum, but he's there and he's got the mirror and he's reflecting light up into one of the windows. And this older guy is walking along. He says, "Hey, boy, what are you doing? I know boys like you. You're just up to mischief. What are you doing?" And he says, "Oh, my brother is up in that window and he's a cripple. He can't see any sun. So what I'm doing is reflecting the light so he can see the sun." That's who we are. We are reflecting God's love. We are reflecting God's light into the community that's filled with darkness. How are we going with that? Let's pray. Father, Yahweh, you are who you are. You are I am. Father, you are the beginning. You are the end. You are all in between. You are the light that reveals. You are the light that shines. You are the light that is power. You're the light that heals. You're the light who defines. And Father, I thank you that you lead us to knowing what is true, to understanding what is from you. You reveal what's hidden. You reveal what's dangerous. You reveal what's hurting us, and you bring us healing and life. Jesus, thank you that you are the light amongst us, that you give us hope and you give us healing and you give us a future. And Jesus, I thank you that we are the reflections of your light into this community. Every conversation we have, every action we do, everything that we are the reflections of the light of God. Father, thank you for that responsibility, but Father, help us to be a true reflection of the light who you are. Help us to reflect you in your glory, in your beauty, in your purity. And Father, help us to make you known to all those we come in contact with, in Jesus' name. Amen.